PE Updates with Rob Orman and Jeff Klein. I loved this segment. What were your thoughts on this one?
This was a really good one, too. Yeah.
I liked how they clarify sort of submassive from massive PE, right? Yeah. It's not necessarily the size. It's the hemodynamic instability. Right. I think that's a great clarification.
Yeah, and the idea that even though you're going to live, how are you going to live? The consequences aren't going to happen necessarily in this visit. But if your right ventricular problems are going to progress into pulmonary hypertension, what's going to happen down the line? Are you going to have a good quality of life?
Right. Loved that they use quality of life as the endpoint.
Yeah. I think that's what we really have to focus on.
Which is the most important.
It is.
But of course, Lisa and I both want to know, if we're going to bleed, are we going to die? If you're going to make us bleed, then I want to die.
Yeah, well, I think one of the pearls that
I don't want a stroke.
Right.
That Dr. Klein points out is, you know, the older you are, obviously your risk of intracranial bleeding is higher. So anyone over the age of, I mean, he said it's exponential from 60 and up every decade. Once you're over 70, 80, you get into the very risky zone.
That's right. You have to beg me for this drug.
But it is good to know. I mean, we're all so anti-TPA, but I think in this particular scenario, it's great to know that these patients actually look like they might be having a better quality of life. And chronic, you know, TPA use might not be.
It's exactly what we are saying. They're winning me over little by little.
Slowly.
Very
slowly.
The ketamine, that was an easy win. Yeah, it said it to me once, I wanted it. But the TPA, I'm still struggling. But,
and the thing that I really loved, his last point, the fact that it's ridiculous we use a standard dose of thrombolytics for all patients with PE.
Yeah.
When you think about it, it's so true. It's like warfarin, right? You don't give a standard baseline dose for everyone. Everyone's different. Everyone metabolizes it differently. So really excited to see what comes out of their research. So thanks to Dr. Klein for all their hard work out there.
Yeah, I think this was a great one. Oh, and I like the examples there, the case studies too.
Those were great.
Yeah.
Bringing it home.
Yeah. Makes it very, very real life.